What is the best software for web design? Oh, I hate that question. It seems like people endlessly debate it. Our choice of tool for designing websites is a personal one. There's no right or wrong selection. Some people use Photoshop or Fireworks, while others design in the browser. There's also a new generation of tool like Adobe Edge Reflow that will give us even more choice. I hate it when people claim this is the way websites should be built or this is the best tool for the job. We're all different and we all have different workflows and we need to pick the tool that's best for the job. What we shouldn't do is blindly continue to use the same tool we always have. Just because something works for us doesn't mean it's the best solution. We should take time to explore other options occasionally. After all, the way we build websites is constantly changing. You probably chose your current web design tool before things like responsive design or designing from content out came along. Our choice of tools should evolve alongside the techniques we use. But there are also other factors to consider, factors that I don't really ever hear talked about. For example, the client. Just because a tool is right for us doesn't mean it's right for our client. For example, if you have a client that gets confused by concepts like responsive design or progressive enhancement, it may make more sense to design in the browser so that you can actually show them these things. Sending them a Photoshop comp may just confuse them if it doesn't look the same when they finally view the site in IE7. Also, consider if anybody else is working on the design. Is there a developer involved? Does that developer have Photoshop available, or would they prefer a Fireworks file? We need to be flexible enough to accommodate these varying requirements. Lee Howes is a great example of a designer that varies his approach based on circumstances. Although he favours Fireworks, and by the way, he's just done an excellent video series over at Web Design Tuts about that, I have seen him over the time use everything from the browser to Photoshop and indeed many other tools in between. In short, he picks the right tool for the job. Whether you're talking about your choice of design tool, coding environment, or content management system, we all seem to become entrenched in our choice of tool. We've invested so long learning it that we hate the idea of changing. However, if we don't like change, we shouldn't have really become a web designer. This is a fast-moving sector, and we're going to have to change and adapt as things move along. If we're going to provide the client with the best service, we need to be flexible over the tools we use.